Welcome to the Scare Guys Show. We have some really cool guys who are with us today. Starting right here in the box that says Cody Heck. If you guys can introduce yourselves.
Hi. I'm Cody Heck. I am a media presence, and I'm alive and well and funny and not talented.
And I'm Will Bungarden. I'm ghoulish.
Ghoulish. We also have a really special guest with us, our webmaster, the guy who designs our websites. He was not responsible for that flub up that just happened. That was me. And he designs the con guy, the scare guy. And he is there in Orlando, Florida with Cody and Will, Scott Meir. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Hey, good to be here. As you can see, Jim takes a lot of care when it comes to technology. So full-time job.
The big problem was I had to turn off YouTube. That was so, like, as soon as I said, hey, guys, I'm going to give you a new link. Oh, it was so ridiculous. Mike Emke, Jim, take your mask off. You are scare folks. Oh, Mike Emke. By the way, Mike Emke, it's awesome to see you. Mike Emke is right there in Orlando, Florida as well. He is one of the hosts on the Weeby Geeks Network. He's got a whole slew of programs. Mike, I do want to talk to you and see how MegaCon went couple weeks ago, so I really do want to find out about that. Anyways, guys, welcome to the Scare Guys Show. It's our first ever official hype list. Everything you need to know for a killer Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights 30th visit. This is their 30th time they've had it. This would have been the 31st, but they skipped last year. They have 10 mazes, 5 scare zones. It's one of their biggest ever, and they have tons of originals, and I know some of you guys really love the originals. And they have some really good IP that has come back. Jack is back. And what we're going to do is we're going to rank everything from bottom to top. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up. We each are very opinionated. And Will has promised me that he is a very opinionated person. By the way, you guys have probably seen Will before. He did some stuff with us last year. And Will, what was it? You did the stream and scream.
Yes, that's it. Stream and scream. I had to think about that one.
Oh. Yeah, and you guys did some really cool stuff. You did scream and stream, and then you also did either last year or the year before. I think you did Universal Studios there in Orlando.
Yep, did that, and did it was another smaller event that they put on with like Marie Laveau and something else that was very voodoo inspired.
Nice. Was that over at like the Haunted Hotel or something like that?
Somewhere in that area, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're having that one this year, but
yeah. Right, but yeah. I think it was the same company that does the scare zone for the Queen Mary out in California. Yep.
That's a good one.
Oh, it is a good one. But Scott, did you hear we're not having a Queen Mary this year? Did you hear why?
No.
It's sinking.
Yeah.
The Queen
It's Mary. About time. Queen Mary has been sitting there.
Yeah, Scott used to be out here in California, so he knows both coasts pretty well. And the reason that tonight you guys, you don't see Ben, you don't see Luke, you don't see Katie, you don't see the Samblings, because Luke is busy. He was at the Jake Paul fight last night in Cincinnati. The rest of the guys, they don't travel to Orlando every year, so this would have been a waste for them. But we have got the experts for Halloween Horror Nights this year. And I couldn't be more excited. By the way, for the last 5 or 6 years, I've gone with Scott. And Scott's always been there. And Scott, yeah. Scott, how long have you been going? Probably 5 or 6 years, I guess.
I went a few years out in Hollywood. Went to Not Scary Farm out there, too. So I've been doing these for a while. The one out here, yeah, probably seven or eight years now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm pretty sure that all of my times going don't even come close to how many times Will has gone in 1 year, so he is definitely the expert.
Will, tell us about it, man.
Yeah, no, it's always a good time. I enjoy going. It's not a bad thing at all. You literally get this freaking fear pass, especially if you're an Orlando resident, and just text up some friends after work, say, hey, who's available, carpool over, spend the night. Even if you do one house, fully makes up for it.
We'll text them at like 6 o'clock in the afternoon on like a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What are you doing tonight? And he's already there. He's seven houses in, and they just opened 30 seconds ago. We don't know how he's gotten that far. We think he broke in.
I am so glad you guys are on tonight, because I know that where you're at is 9:20. It's only 6:20 for me. And if Mad Max happens to be watching, I'm glad you're watching. And that was a big technical mess up at the beginning. He's a good friend of mine. Bob Geeks Out Over Pop Culture wants to know, is anybody vlogging Halloween Horror Nights opening weekend? By the way, you know opening weekend is Friday. Are you going, Will?
I'm trying to. We'll see.
Is it this Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't it crazy how soon it is?
God, if we keep forgetting fall. I'm still like
we're
COVID.
I know. We were barely able to squeeze this in. And real quick before we start, did any of you go last year? Universal had like the light version. What did you think about the Halloween Horror Nights light?
I was going to talk about it later. It's going to be interesting because they're all – some of the houses that they're doing this year are repeats from last year.
Oh, actually, well, let's leave it for later then. Yeah. I know that I was there in Orlando last year, and I came there specifically because I heard they were doing the Halloween Horror Nights. But then I read somewhere online said you can enter it from either park. So I was like, cool. I went to Islands of Adventure. And I didn't get to – I was so upset because I only had one day there last year. But, what are you going to do? But I am coming. I think I am going to be there September. Scott, what's the night we're going? It's a Sunday night, September
26th. Yep.
All right. So that's when I'm going. If you guys are there, come say hello. All right. Mike Hemke, he's like, next year Halloween events will start the day after July 4th. Yeah, it does seem kind of early to be starting. I know that. So you guys there in Orlando start this Friday. Out here in Hollywood, we start next week. So, you know what? I couldn't be more excited. Love your shirt, by the way, there, Will. I am actually wearing the very first shirt that they ever had back before when they called it Fright Fest. So they were selling. I was so upset I couldn't go into the haunted houses this past year. So I went and found at least a Fright Fest shirt. All right, let's get started. But right up front, for those of you who may not know, what we're doing is we're calling this our hype list. A bunch of the different podcasts and people who really are big fans of Halloween Horror Nights like we are, they like to do what's called a hype list, where they just kind of rank what they are most hyped about and give us kind of a reason why. So do we need to do an overview? Probably not, unless you guys want to do an overview. Cody and Will, do you guys have anything you want to say before we start?
No, go for it. This is going to be my first time hearing about most of these houses.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't know that it was this Friday. I haven't done my research at all. I'm knee deep in a master's degree. So I'm here fresh. I also hardly remember half of the Halloween Horror Nights I've been to, even though I go every year many times as well. I go for very different reasons, mostly libation. So
wait. While we're there, this is, and I don't have the banner up. Let me get the Jonathan Wilkinson. He says he's going to Universal Studios. You're coming out here, Jonathan. Nice. Let us know when you're here. And we'll go. Maybe we can hook up when you're out here. I'm with you there, Cody. I know that Scott will attest to the fact that we've had many a poorly remembered time. Not poorly remembered, barely remembered time at Halloween Horror Nights. Cool.
Yeah.
Jonathan, that's going to be cool. The one thing I probably have been going longer than most of you guys. I used to live there in Orlando myself. I went in the year 2000, and that's when I started going. I've gone every year since then. So I've got, this will be my 21st year going. And I remember back in 2008 when they had the trapeze artist flying over your head when you walked in and trying to capture you. I remember back when they used to have parades during Halloween Horror Nights, and they would throw they used to have the Halloween parade every year. They stopped that. They still have it for Mardi Gras, though, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And just real quick, since we did talk about libation, Scott was getting all geeky about something right before we started.
It turned out to be nothing. So
the food.
Right. Yes.
Have you guys seen some of the food that they've got coming out this year? We're showing, for those of you who are just listening, These are the bride cupcakes. There's like little bitty cakes that the hairdo on top. They got these very cool. What, Scott?
That's the one. It's two donuts with a burger in between. So if the houses don't give you a heart attack, this will. So either way, you're going to be good. I will be honest with you. I have never been excited about food there ever.
Yeah.
Usually end up.
Why would you?
Yeah, I usually end up at Johnny Rockets, right, for a late night. you know, meal to soak up some of the libations, but they've got some really, really good sounding food there this year. So I might have to partake.
Is this pasta? A pile of
Yeah, that's got to be totally inspired by like when you were a kid and you went to go like stick your hand in the bowls and you're bandanaed and like, oh, it's brains.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fully that.
We got these RIP cupcakes here. Over at Voodoo Donuts, they have this. It's the Vampire Bite, I think is what they're calling it.
They have a couple donuts, don't they, for this, I think? They've got
I didn't get them all, but then
there's
a couple of good things. And here's one thing, speaking of libations, this is a beer float of some I think it's a
pink. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know. It really looks gross to me.
I've had a beer float with Blue Moon, but I don't know.
You're asking for death.
Here we go. All right, cool. I'm just placing things in different spots right now. All right, guys. So let's go ahead. Do you want to start with the scare zones or start with the houses? What are you guys ready for?
Let's start with the houses.
All right, we're going to start with the houses. So I'm going first. And I will try to have photos of each of these. So give me just a second. Ooh, there we go. And are Will and Cody, are you guys going to go on the same list or do you have your separate lists?
We got a separate list, but I'm writing mine as we're talking about them. So
nice.
Get mine at the end.
Okay. I know for a fact that Will has been telling us that he is ready. He is ready for this one,
yeah,
Will.
He's got graphs and charts. There's a lot going on. He's got
all right, Will. Data. There are 10 mazes this year. Out of all 10 mazes, what is the one number 10 on your list, on your hype list?
Me personally? Number 10, easily, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I can't. I'm not excited for this one. I'm just going to go right in. I can't believe they're doing this one. This is a house they did 4 years ago, so it's fairly fresh in everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay then. I'm not looking forward to it now. And to actually prepare for this like season, I finally watched the movie. It was the last of the classics that I've never watched before. And gotta be honest, I hated the movie so much. It was such a slog. I can't believe it. Like, I can believe it's a classic, but I also can't. Because like truly, at one point I had to stop, pause the movie just to see how much more there was.
Really?
It was when you have literally just teenagers being dumb, the first act is just them in the car, and that's kind of the most hype-ish of what's going on, because it's just creepy, the guy that they pick up, the hitchhiker, and if I'm spoiling anything, it's been 50 years, that's on you at this point. So, like, at this point, that from there on, it's just teenagers being stupid. None of it makes sense. There's a whole montage of one character who's just giving raspberries to the other characters alone in a room. Nothing makes sense. Then there's the whole, it was 5-10 minutes, it felt like, of just a girl screaming in the woods, just running away from Leatherface. And I don't understand. I understand that Leatherface is an interesting character, but the movie just sucked. I hated it so much.
So your hate for the movies is flowing into the house as well.
Yes. Yeah, well, also, my other thing is, like, if you're going to do a house and it's going to be a movie theme, there are so many other opportunities. Like, literally, you could have done Halloween. They've done all the other Halloween movies, especially with the new one coming out. You could have done Halloween 2, because the new one, even though it's a whole separate universe, nothing except for the first movie counts, it's still going to take place in Haddonfield Hospital. There's going to be a lot of callbacks. There's going to be, like, a few of the masked kids from the first one. That's coming back as well from Season of the Witch. And or even more, you could have done Candyman. The fact that the movie's coming out and you're not doing a house on the actual movie itself, I don't understand. I feel like this was a missed opportunity. the other thing is, like, the movie itself, the set was minimal. I don't know how they're going to make
it's a budget film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's just bare minimum with, like, just animal skulls. And even then, they tried to stretch it out as much as they can and could, and it didn't really work in the movie.
Did so you go in the, like, the maze when it was there a couple years ago?
Yes, yeah.
And
they, it was fine.
I remember thinking, walking up to that maze, the house looked really cool as far as that went. But then that was the, like, the best part of it. Like, oh, exactly. Walking by the creepy house, and then you went in there. Yeah. I don't think it was, I'm not as passionate about it as you are, Will, but I definitely agree with you on the, hey, you just did this a few years ago. Why are you doing it again? But yeah.
I think I'm just enraged that I wasted an hour and a half of my time watching the movie and having it just be so bad.
All right. Well, Will, tell us how you really feel.
I know.
I have to have one more drink. Then we can.
Speaking of drinks, the reason I spilt my drink all over my electronics here and my rent check. So that was great.
You're just having a really good night.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say. It's just falling to pieces. All right, Cody, what do you think?
About this one specifically, Texas Chainsaw.
No. What is your number 10?
My number 10 has got to be, through quickly reading through this list, I'm not a fast reader. It has got, I would say Revenge of the Fairy Tooth. Tooth Fairy. Same thing. She's rebranded. So I remember Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
This was one coming back, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm making sure I'm not lying, because I do love lying. I remember going to Tooth Fairy, and what a horrible premise. Just, there's so much missed opportunity with this experience. We could have had a woman bludgeoning people for their teeth. That would have been succinct, tight, scary. One of my biggest fears is losing my teeth. I have two fears. One, fire, being burned alive, a la, like, Final Destination in the tanning bed kind of style. And number two, losing my teeth in any capacity.
Sheesh.
So, like, we're tapping into something that I'm genuinely very afraid of and openly admitting it. However, this also did not scare me, which leads me to believe it is not satisfying. It's bare minimum.
You don't think they're going to do a better job this time around?
Like, the bar is really low.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just saying. They have an opportunity there.
I'm going to jump in just so we don't waste a lot of time. Cody, I'm with you. Tooth Fairy is my least. I'm not saying that I don't want to see. I was listening to a couple of other podcasts, and some of the guys said that they've been there, and it looks like it's the most elaborately built.
It is. It is very elaborately built. There is a lot of glitter and things that would draw me there. However, it just doesn't land where I need it to.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I've seen, it wasn't, and I think, like what Scott said, it maybe had a cool facade and maybe it looked kind of cool on the inside. The idea of a deadly tooth fairy, it's not sticking with me. I don't have a lot to say about this one. Scott, what's your number 10?
My number 10 is the Wicked Growth Realm of the Pumpkin.
Oh, that hurts me.
Yeah, sorry. No, and it's based on the description. So I have to admit that that's all I'm going off of for this one.
What's the description say?
It just talks about the pumpkin's vines coming after you, and I can pull it up.
Yeah, I've seen enough hentai to know where that's going.
Sounds like a Evil Dead a little bit, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Kind of.
A little bit. The only thing that sounds interesting is the forest, but I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm always a fan of forest setups, especially if they're outside. There's lots of room for people to jump out and scare you. And I think it creates some natural confined spaces that don't feel forced. But,
yeah.
You know, I remember the, what was the pumpkin one of a few years ago that there was a scare zone for it.
Oh, it's always my favorite, that pumpkin scare zone. It's the cavern of pumpkins all hung up in the trees.
But I don't, do you think this is going to be like that? I don't.
Well, no. It's going to be inside a tent from what I understand. And someone, I was listening to one of the podcasts, they think that there's a a cave of pumpkins that you walk in to get inside this. Mm-hmm. Like that might be where the pumpkins are going, since apparently one of those scare zones with the pumpkins may not be there this year. So I'm just going to tell you, this one's a little bit up my list. I won't tell you where it's at, but I freaking love pumpkins. I grew up with it. I have a love affair with
pumpkins. I know you do.
Great pumpkin Charlie Brown all the way. All right. That was number 10. Who, Will, number 9 for you.
I'll say my number 9 is Revenge of the Tooth Fairy. Much like what Cody was saying, this is a holdback from last year. And last year it was okay. It was for the only having 3 houses. And this was one of the main 2 that were there all season long. It was fine.
Whenever we say it's fine, that's not fine.
Right. Like, it was for only having that and the Bride of Frankenstein from last year, both when you're just desperate for anything from COVID, yeah. Just like, this is great. This is amazing. But I have high expectations. The monsters, it was something out of Nightingales from a few years ago.
Yeah.
And the premise was very Victorian. So yeah, ornate, lavish. So I have high hopes that they're going to actually build it out this time around, but we'll see. But yeah, just low on my list.
Cody.
My number 9. I would agree that it has to be this Texas Chainsaw. And I think a lot of it has to do with just like the timeliness of it. I think we've been dealing with a lot in recent news with very ugly people making a muck in the world. And I think that I don't have a desire to just do that in a haunted scenario. I could just go to a Publix or a Safeway. And then I would accomplish the same thing with some old bag yelling at customer service. But I've always thought the Texas Chainsaw was more of a love story. It is somebody who is desperately trying to find his match. And that's something that's very beautiful and not scary.
That's interesting.
Interesting take, yeah.
Hey, Scott, what's your number 9?
It's Texas Chainsaw.
Wow, there's a lot of non-loving.
God, we hate chainsaws in this house.
It really is what they both pointed out. Not the love story bit, but the fact that it was done very recently, and it did not wow me at all. And you'll probably see that my rankings have a certain bias to the original houses versus the mainstream, based on movies and TV show houses.
So just real quick survey, do you guys tilt more towards the originals or the IP houses?
Originals, but the IP sometimes wow me. Like, I still to this day love what's the movie about The Shining. The Shining house was one of the best houses I've ever seen in my life, and just the way they did it was incredible. But yeah, mostly originals are the way to go.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big movie buff. I have never really been like an old school purist. So I'm never gonna be the person like touting on the fact I'm like, oh, it's nothing like the original. Because I genuinely think that there's a lot of value to do with, like, we have the technology to make things super cool looking. So I typically do like remakes of movies. But Texas Chainsaw, it is fundamentally a low budget film. That's why they made it in the first place, is because it was very budget friendly for them to create it. And then the remake honestly just didn't have a much bigger budget. There's not any crazy sets or scenes. And also at Halloween Horror Nights, if you're gonna use a chainsaw, you can't beat the chainsaw guy, the chainsaw clown guy. Like, he's famous. Mm-hmm. It's the guy that runs around and he just yells chainsaw without actually tugging the chainsaw. Yes. So if you're going to have a chainsaw, I just want that guy running around your house.
For the audience, specifically whole time. In front of Flaming Moe's in the Simpsons land. That whole area. that one guy.
Yes.
You
know
who he is when you see him.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit different in that I love the movies. I love the houses based on movies. That's kind of that's the big splashy premiere that gets me. Whenever there's a Halloween anything, I'm excited. I was so disappointed when Halloween 3 dropped out of the lineup this year. Everybody thought it was going to be there, even though it's that movie has become this cult classic that people just love. And I was very disappointed it didn't show up this year, you know?
Very much.
But my number 9 is one that's not been mentioned yet. My number nine house is Case Files Unearthed Legendary Truth, mainly because I don't know anything about it hardly. It's a bunch of it's a paranormal research group hunting ghosts and different things throughout New York City.
That sounds complicated.
So the history of that one is that it was a game that they used to play at Halloween Horror Nights. So if you had like a mobile device back in 2013, 14, 15, you could do it. But only 14, 15, they only brought it back for the last week of Halloween Horror Nights. So it has a cult like lore to it, which I think is the theme of this whole season of Halloween Horror Nights. It's very much a love letter to the fans.
Yep.
But if you aren't sure of it, if you aren't aware of it, like I wasn't around here for 2013 through 15, so I had to look it up, and only then was like, oh, okay.
Is that what the totems they mention are about? Is that anything part of the game? It sounds like when I was looking through it that there are some totems or items to look for throughout the house.
It probably is, yeah. Because that was kind of like the whole thing of the game. You go around the whole park and you look for things and you play on your phone and you unearth.
I can't imagine this will be on your phone. That would be ridiculous in a maze.
Yeah, this one is interesting. We'll see.
For the record, I am one of the – this is because I'm older. I hate going into a theme park and having to stare at my phone to do things. I just hate it. I hate having to make reservations on my phone when I'm standing in line and they try to entertain you with all these games. Sometimes I'll do it, but
I prefer to pick up your rotary phone and dial somebody for some voice.
I just want to go get in line, have a cool queue, have people jump out at me, get a drink while I'm in the queue, a drink before I go into the house, and then
a drink before you get in the queue, a drink.
And then someone hand me a drink on the other side when I'm coming out.
I think that like none of us want to bother with our phones. My phone can't even recognize me with my mask on. I'm not dealing with that in a house. And then I also have to walk. No.
Right.
I can't walk and breathe at the same time.
That can't work if it's in the house. That would be incredibly distracting.
Yes. Will, number eight. What is your number eight choice?
I hate to say it, but my number eight is Universal Monster, The Bride of Frankenstein. And I want to preface this only because I'm a huge Frankenstein and Bride fan. They are both my favorite monsters of the franchise.
Oh, that is a horrible splash image. I see why that's your number seven.
Well, I only make it number seven because...
Eight? Seven?
Yeah, you're right. I make it that one only because it was here last year. It was fine then. I loved the Universal Monsters United 2 years ago before that. So this one, same kind of premise with Revenge of the Tooth Fairy, where I am optimistic that they'll build upon it and they'll do more. But have I seen it before? Am I kind of interested still? But also today's National Frankenstein Day, Mary Shelley's birthday. So I feel like I have to say.
Is it?
Up there, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. But Cody, what's your number eight?
Oh, my number eight. I am, based on just the name alone, since I don't know anything about it, has got to be this Knights Icons Captured. I don't know what that is. Oh, there we go. Never mind, Jack is back. Dang it. Was that Ruth Bader Ginsburg? There's so much going on here. I like Jack a lot as a character. I thought it was Boo Boo the Fool whenever he went away for a moment and we were left with kind of Harley Quinn. And if it's the same energy that they're giving that experience, I don't know. There's a lot going on. He reminds me of like the clown character from Twisted Metal from like PlayStation Classic. Really not a good kind.
Or Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, I do love Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Oh, that's so much fun. Because it was so stupid. That's why I liked it. It was dumb. I walked in and I was like, God, this is so satisfying. It's like Hot Tub Time Machine as a haunted house.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie. Haunted house.
Yep. Exactly.
Scott, number eight.
What are we on? Number eight. My number eight is The Revenge of the Tooth Fairy.
Good for you. Keep it down.
Keep it down.
So,
kick her while she's down.
But I will be honest. I did not obviously go last year, so I don't have that history of it. I was by reading it and thinking about it, expecting exactly, Cody, what you were describing it to be, which is, you know, somebody sitting there ripping teeth out of somebody and doing all these things that would make you cringe. But if it's not going to be that, then I'm glad I left it at number 8.
You know what it reminded me of now that I've processed it a little bit more? It's like that one video, that super viral video of that girl getting that one spinning fairy doll Barbie for Christmas, and then it falls into the fire pit or the fireplace. Uh-huh. Like that's the worst thing that happens in the house, tops.
See.
What are the three from last year? It was
those two, Bride of Frankenstein, Tooth Fairy, and then Beetlejuice was added on very late. It was right. Only there for that 1 or 2 weekends, and it filled up immediately.
All right. So you guys will be happy to know that my number 8, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I'm not as much of a hater of it, perhaps, as what I'm hearing. No, it's just this. Like, I got to give it props. Every haunted house I've gone into in my entire life has chainsaws. I mean, that's you have it. This is the movie that started it. This is what started it. I'm not a big fan of the fact that we're having it come back so soon after we just had it. It's actually, from what I understand, going to be one of the sound stages, which means it's bigger this year. Mm. We'll see what that means. But I also know, I don't know, but from what I've been hearing, because of the COVID shutdown and everything, we're just glad to have an event this year, for one thing. But I also heard that most of these were designed and ready to go last year. They just stopped production because most people that were working on it kind of got furloughed and whatnot. Anyways, number 7, Cody, number 7.
Oh, number 7. I'm starting again. Jeez, there's so much pressure here. I'm once again, based off of names and very little limited information, I am going to rank up. We're still under the halfway mark, so we're still at the poopy mark. I am going to go with this Case Files Unearthed as well, because I love Cold Case and it doesn't sound like that at all. And there also is this Cthulhu-like creature in the beginning of it, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be like Lovecraft Country.
No,
or will it be? Who knows?
One could hope and dream.
In the splash chart, it looks like a guy that has a crab claw, but it's not. It's just a poorly drawn hand.
All right, Will, what about you? Yeah, number 7.
I would say mine is Case Files Unearthed as well. There's very little information about it. That's why I have some intrigue. It could be good. It could be not. But it's an original, so I have high hopes. But it's one of those kind of up in the air. They really, apart from the splash image and what little information we have about just chasing a detective in his unearthed file, we have no idea what we're getting into.
All that leads me to believe is that this one was not originally planned to be there.
No.
So maybe that's where Halloween 3 was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Scott, what's your number 7?
My number 7 is The Bride of Frankenstein.
All right.
It could be good. I don't know. But again, I wasn't there last year, so it'll be new to me. I don't like that graphic.
That splash image, every single time you pull it up, I'm like, what kind of stock image did they download to make?
I know. Well,
it's a chef.
It is a chef. She is a lady chef. Well, we love that. But
my favorite thing is that this is the image they used last year and they just never changed it.
Never.
Yeah.
They said, this is fine.
And it's not fine.
No.
No.
Like going back to when we say it's fine, that's clearly not fine.
Mm-mm. All right. My number 7, and I may live to regret this because this is kind of it kind of an original, but it Puppet Theater. It's a creepy abandoned theater from early 1900 San Francisco, so we know what part of the park it's going to be in. A puppeteer and a ballet group have been trapped ever since, and they'd kill for an audience. It's either going to be I'm open to the fact that I may be 100% wrong in this, because I would love if, you know, since they're not able to, there are probably a lot of restrictions because of COVID, but can you imagine if you're walking through and there's little bitty spaces and people's hands inside scary puppets come out at you from all, I would love that. Love that. Or marionettes come down from the ceiling and stuff like that. But I just don't think that's what we're going to get. I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of plexiglass with people dressed up to look like marionettes with strings hanging, and they jump at you or something like that.
Yeah.
Which your horror grows as you come up on grotesque living marionettes made from severed limbs. Ugh.
That's the part I like.
Made from severed limbs.
Scott, what's your number seven? Well, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
What you said? That's the part you like.
Yeah, I like the severed limbs for puppets.
That is
clever.
That is clever.
I want a baby puppet with arms the size of an adult man's.
I absolutely hate. Did you guys have the same thing going around where people were holding little bitty baby puppet hands and they'd walk around and shake your hands with it and it freaked you out?
Yes, Denise. Yep.
I hate that. I hate that. Scott, what's your number seven?
Didn't we just do number seven?
Wait, yeah, but you haven't gone yet.
I thought I did Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Cool. And we're now at number six.
Or Cody's on the hook now. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, Cody, number six. We're getting into some of the kind of better territory. By the way, I got to say something. I don't dislike most of the stuff. I'm going to see it, but if I probably have one day in the park. That's it. So this is I think that's kind of what we're looking at. If we only had one day, this is the stuff towards the top is what we're going to go to for. All right, go, Cody.
Trust and believe. Like, this is the reason why I went to go see that movie Old. I don't care if it's bad. If it's entertaining, I'm still going to do it. I'm going to complain the whole time, but I'm still having a good time. I love complaining, which is why I go to the Bobo houses as well as the good houses, because it's always a good experience. And you save the poor ones for when you've had your libations. Full circle. We're back at the beginning. I'm going to put for my number six, once again, going off of very little knowledge of any of this because I cannot read. I'm going to go for the Bride of Frankenstein. I really did try to satisfy some girl boss energy with her being there. She's just not
there. She is again.
Me. She's like, who's that one that just like the Theranos woman?
Oh, God.
That's what it reminds me of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She reminds me of the Sith Theranos lady. She's here. She's going to take a lot of money. Then she's going to go to jail. Yep.
All right, Will, what about you? Number six.
My number six, I think we're all in the same kind of just boat, just maybe mixed up a little bit, because my number six is Puppet Theater Captive Audience as well. Yeah. This is another one where we have at least a little bit more information than Cates Falls Unearthed. It's an original, but like there's opportunity, there's growth, but I think there's also a good solid set above this that just beat it out. So we'll see.
I am a captive audience, though. That's a great title. Mm-hmm. I do love puppets.
Smear. Scott.
Okay, this one's probably going to piss a lot of people off.
Oh, no.
I'm already pissed.
My number six was Beetlejuice. I know. Cody, and here's why.
Them's fighting words.
I love the movie. I love the movie.
Oh, yeah, but what is this graphic? Never mind.
But as I said before, I have my... I lean toward the originals rather than the IP and the headline houses. It sounds like I didn't realize they had it last. Would you say it was last year, Will?
Yeah.
Okay. So you all have some insight into it probably that I don't about whether it was good or not, but
it was booked up.
Yeah, that only opened up the last 2 weeks of the weekend, but it was packed immediately.
So I will say again, I love the movie. I do think it is, there's huge potential for it to have some really cool effects and some really cool design in there, which would be fun. But I get my hopes up all the time for these big headlining ones. And then I'm like, we'll see.
Okay. So, not to be cynical as well, but I'm looking at these graphics and like, did Universal's graphic designer die? Like what happened? These are some hodgepodge, hokey pokey. Something.
Cody, they're in the audience right now.
I know. They're literally probably listening. Yes. I'm going to get doxxed.
So, Scott, that was your number six?
Right there.
That's my number six.
And Will and Cody, you guys both did your number six?
Yep.
Yes.
Scott, you and I are right on the same page. Beetlejuice. Wow. Where?
Is a house divided.
Wow.
Well, I do have to tell you, though, like Beetlejuice is not something that I don't want to see. I'm really eager to see it. I wasn't there. I didn't get a chance to see it in 2020 during the COVID times. But I was super stoked to hear about it when it was announced. I think it's going to be more along the lines of like a Ghostbusters house. It's not going to be super scary, or it could be, especially that if they do the banquet scene and like the shrimp hands come up, that would be awesome.
Oh, that would, yeah.
But
it's interesting that you say that you love the movie houses more, but you rank this one so low. I'm just shocked.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
He's a confusing person.
One of my favorite things about Halloween Horror Nights, the Universals, are that they recreate classic movies that I get to walk into. I love that. And it doesn't...
Like Krampus? Scott,
I'm a pretty jumpy kind of person when it comes to these things. I get in the mindset of being jumpy, so I'll be scared no matter where I'm at. But I like just the care and the craftsmanship that goes into what Universal does. And so I love walking into movies. I myself am a screenwriter, and I love movies, and I love the chance to walk into them. So that's a little bit – I'm not saying I don't want to go to Beetlejuice. That's not what I'm saying. It doesn't strike me as this going to be a very scary haunted house.
I think we're all going to go to all of these. That's not the point. It's just which are you most excited about?
Yes. Number five. Let's start with Will this time. Number five. Okay. We're in the top five now.
Yes, top five. So mine, I chose The Wicked Growth, Realm of the Pumpkin. And I put this one higher up the list only because the description leads all... Maybe I'm reaching, but I have high hopes for this one because it says... the closer to Halloween, the more people practice the traditions, the greater the power of the pumpkin lord grow. As the pumpkins grow ever bigger, your fear grows greater and your odds of escape grow smaller. So I might be reading far too into it, but I'm really hoping that with this one, as the season goes on, the sets become different. And the pumpkins either grow or the vines become more, you know, more is added. Because there's also descriptions of, like, the pumpkin lord, like, claims more victims. So maybe there's more characters that get added as well. And I think, like, that has a lot of potential to possibly... Because I think that's what Halloween Horror Nights is missing right now is it's for all these people who have freaking fear passes.
Yep.
Something that is different, that's unique. Apart from, you know, we had... Freddy versus Jason, where at the end it would be either Freddy or Jason winning. So it was kind of a who's who, and that was kind of a shocker, a interesting aspect. There's not other houses where there's constant change.
There is one. This
there is one. Yes.
Well, yes. I saw that. I have it written down. But
let's not talk about it yet. But too. I'm stoked about that one. That one's way up my list.
Me too.
Mine too.
Cody, let's hear your number five.
Oh, my number five. We're on number five now. You know what? Actually, I think you have moved me to tears. I am going to have to knock Beetlejuice down 2-5. And the reason why is because you actually made me realize something. In addition to this horrible graphic, again, okay. So like, while I love movie houses so much, it is still a comedy. So it's like when I go to a haunted house, I want to be ooky spooked out. That's why I'm there. I'm on a mission. And I don't know if it will satisfy that. I know it'll be visually stunning, like which is why I'm still going to be excited for it and why I'm still going to go to it. But unless Catherine O'Hara herself is there.
She is.
I know.
She signed on.
Now it's a game changer.
But she's doing Moira Rose's voice, so it's going to be
It's going to be a mess. Unless Miss Argentina is there herself handing me just her like hands up. Mm-hmm. It is a comedy. Comedy houses in general, and I've been to them, and I really like them, but they're never, like, my favorite thing to go to. They're always fun, once again, a few libations in, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Scott, did you do number five yet?
No, I haven't. My number five is The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, my gosh! No!
I have not seen it. Oh. So
wait, you've got to see this, though!
I've been telling him for years.
He has.
We've like never seen the actual show itself.
No.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
Because that's not my. So while I love Halloween Horror Nights and I love going into houses, the shows are not my thing necessarily. So Will and Jim are constantly trying to get me to watch everything all the time. But
can I tell you what Scott's thing is? Floating in his pool and sending everybody pictures of brisket. That's what he does. He spends his entire weekend floating.
Right, Willis had my brisket, so
I have.
I'm having it when I get.
It's worth the pictures.
You can download the Netflix app on your phone and be floating.
Well,
plus
now,
watching.
Exactly. I will say now, he has a TV in the back, so he can perfectly stream it if he really wanted to from the pool with the briskets.
I know.
There are
Scott,
no
this is
now.
Don't worry about season two. Watch season one, Hill House. It is just a masterpiece of television. It really is.
Okay, we're talking about the house.
Okay, let's
Universal.
Talk about it.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're not talking about that necessarily. So, again, this goes back to my thing of I've always been a little bit leaning toward the originals over stuff that's based on shows and movies. So,
okay.
A five is middle of the road. Again, I'm going to go in it.
Five is still good. Five is still really good.
You ranked it higher than Texas Chainsaw, so you're fine by my book.
I knew I had to keep that one low. And that is truthfully how I feel about Texas Chainsaw. But anyway, that's my
entire horror movie about Boo Radley. So,
all right, this one is
Tim.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your five?
My number five, Cody. You're gonna freak it. She's back.
Girl boss.
Okay, we've all done this one now, so this is the last time we have to see
that.
I don't
need to talk about it. Can I just tell you though? For me, I ranked her a little bit higher. I didn't see her last year. I am a little bit worried to have an entire house built on Bride of Frankenstein. Like, I sure hope they have the rest of the monsters in there. If she gets a little bit of the premier centerpiece, that's cool with me, even though she's only been on screen like what, for 5 minutes in all of horror movie history. So the fact that she's so popular to this day is a remarkable feat. But I have such a love affair with the classic. Let me get over here. The classic monsters that anytime they're around, I'm just going to run.
When I first read Frankenstein, like actually read the book, I did not realize that she would be a thing so quickly in the book. She's like, that's like one of the first thing that happens in the book of Frankenstein is that dude starts making her wife. Like, that's...
It's been so long to... Back in 1896, it's like such a, like... macabre book to be written back then, putting people parts together to make things. Yeah, I didn't know she was in the book Frankenstein. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's what the book is about. The book is about making her. He's already been made and he's already existing. And like probably about a fourth way through the book, that's when the Bride of Frankenstein is brought to life.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, number four. We are up to our top four. This is exciting. Will or Cody, who wants to jump into the deep end first?
You can go first because I still don't know what one of these is.
Sure. my number four is Halloween Icons Captured. It's one of those ones where, you know, it's just interesting because they're already going to have a scare zone with all the characters. So from my background, like character integrity, that doesn't seem right to have them in two places at once. But
this is universal. This is universal, though.
Exactly. I guess so. I'm excited because it's likely going to be long. If they're going to have all those characters in each individual spot or within their own time, like just a span of a room or something, a length, it has to be giant. It has to be long. So that's something to look forward to. I just hope that there's going to be some transitions that make sense. It's not going to be abrupt of like cut, 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 cut. Kind of how I feel like maybe, what's the one? American Horror Story was a couple years ago where it just kind of, the transition was just the opening credits for each individual season. It just seemed a little off. Yeah. So for this, I kind of hope that it's more streamlined, especially if they're doing such fan service to these icons. But we'll see. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what they do and how they do it. And especially if there are like they bring back people that look exactly like the icons themselves and it really embodies what they are. Cause that's what the fans really, really love and appreciate of these icons.
Very cool. And before Cody goes, I just got to tell you, that's my number four as well. Mm-hmm. That's way up my list. The horror icons, if I can only see four, that's going to be one of them. Mm-hmm. Because I have been going to the event for like 20 years now, and I can't wait to see Jack, Constance, the director, and everybody kind of come back and just kind of I'm a nostalgic kind of guy. I love that. And to revisit all the top hits from the past 30 years, I'm stoked about that. So this kind of house, It may not be the scariest house, I'll be honest with you, but it's like I'm going to relive some of the best moments from all my years at Halloween Horror Nights. It's up there for me. So number four for me. Cody.
Oh, number four. I am going to go with Welcome to Scary because I still have no idea what it is. So looking at this graphic, it feels a little Fallout-y, which is fun. We love. Horror in the Heartland. Great. We're off to a good start. I have no idea what it's about. I know after reading Will's lovelily written notes that it's Stephen King is involved somehow.
It's not, though.
Never mind. So I don't like it. And I don't know how it made it that far up.
It's because you didn't see it until number four. Until
in fact, it was the ones I wrote down. I forgot to write down the 10th one, and that just made its way in there.
Tell you what. Here's the deal. We're going to cover that once we come back around because Will hasn't mentioned that one yet, and neither has Scott, and neither have I. So we'll cover that a little bit. Yes. Not that I didn't love your description.
I'm very good at describing things I don't know anything about. I should run my office.
So I'm gonna try and speed this up a little bit because we are way into the show and we're still only a little more than halfway up the ranking.
Oh no, we'll go faster here. Go ahead.
So my number four is the Case Files Unearthed, right. Legendary Truth. Cool. I do like that there's a kitty cat club with she-devils, whatever that's gonna look like. The totems thing was intriguing, but now that I think about it more, it could be incredibly annoying and distracting. So we will see. And who doesn't love a seedy apartment in an abandoned warehouse?
I don't. So.
Well, right. You are alone, Jim. But
you lived in a seedy apartment before.
I did. I lived down at the edge of Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles, but I moved once I got beat up unconscious by a homeless guy. So that's another story for another Halloween Horror Nights.
That's
all right.
Tuesday.
Yes. Number three. We are into number three, guys. Our top three. This is the biggie. These are the top three. I want to start this one with Will. Will, what is your number three?
Sure. Number three is Welcome to Scary Town, Horror in the Heartland. I made that one my number three because Carrie is, and that's where Cody got a little confused. It's all based on Carrie, Ohio, which is a reoccurring town that in all of Halloween Horror Nights, there are little callbacks here and there for many a house. So it's a little bit of a nod towards Stephen King, how he brings back Derry, Maine, or other locations like Castle Rock, Maine. So it's really like that. This is another one that's really interesting. There's some intrigue where we've seen throughout the past few years nods at it and like little aspects of it, like a schoolyard or a prison. Actually, to have the town itself and go through it, I'm very interested to see what they do.
Yeah, I'm confident where I put it with it being about Ohio. I'm fine with it being lower, in fact.
Before Cody goes, I got to tell you, I'm right there with you. Number three for me is Welcome to Scary. I like the fact that it's going to, like I said, I'm very nostalgic, and it's going to be doing a lot of throwbacks to Easter eggs from previous Halloween Horror Nights. And I love – this seems like I'm a big fan of Stranger Things, you know, Indiana, Midwest – creepy towns, things going on. And like you said, Stephen King, the way he puts things, little strange things that happen throughout his books, and they're all kind of in the same area. It just feels kind of homey and scary. And like, I expect to be riding a hayride in this and eating an apple and then have some crazy guy try to cut my head off. It's going to be great.
Can I just jump in too and say that was also my number three for a lot of the same reasons that you two mentioned, but I think that has some big time potential.
I do too. All right, so we are definitely going to the house. Cody, what is your number three?
My number three has got to be Puppet Theater. There is so much opportunity you can do with puppets.
Yes.
There is something horrifying about tiny children, and therefore puppets are by proxy of they're just tiny children on strings. Also, now they're made of body parts. There's so much appeal.
I think that I may have misplaced that one. That one might be a lot scarier than what I was thinking it was. All right. Here we go, guys. We're up to our top two. Did everybody do their third one? Yeah. Number two. Tell you what, I'm going to kick us off this time. My number two is a lot different than what all of you guys were. And this is because I love pumpkins. I love everything about the holiday. The thing about this, my number two is the wicked growth realm of the pumpkin. And the reason that I chose this one, I meant to get it. My very first baby picture is me with a pumpkin. My 2-year-old baby picture is me with a pumpkin. My parents were pumpkin and Halloween fanatics, so I fell in love with it. So there's a little bit of that nostalgia, but also this talks about, an evil rot has taken root in the land. And like you said, pumpkin lord who grows Halloween like a malignant vine. So I like the idea that it sounds like it's going to be celebrating different aspects of Halloween. All of Halloween's going to be in there, and we're going to be celebrating it. And the deeper you get into the lore of Halloween, the bigger and more scary the pumpkins get. I'm all into that. That just sounds amazing to me. And if you can have all the pumpkins like lighting the way into this area where we're going to celebrate the different parts of Halloween and all the different legends and things, sign me up.
What if Charlie Brown made a cameo in there,
Jim? I would love that. Come on, Charlie Brown. But he's down at Not Scary Farm, so hopefully we'll see him this year. But I love it. My mom sent me a picture. She bought a welcome mat to her house as Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. Oh man. Okay. Sorry. I'm getting lost in nostalgia here. All right. Cody, I want to hear your number two.
Oh, my number two is absolutely Hill House. There is nothing more terrifying than osteoporosis. So Bent Neck Lady is first of all, this show is incredible. Even though season two is a disaster and a mess, I still love it. Listen, I don't want to hear British children a day in my life. But it is a really good story. I'll give it that. But the first season of Hill House is incredible. It is genuinely very terrifying to me. Like, if you watch it, go back and watch a show in the dark. And that house, even though I actually didn't, once again, another one I haven't gotten to do, because the second it was announced, it was booked from like the day that Hall and Hornets was a gig. And I am very excited. I'm excited to throw calcium pills at the bent neck lady. I think it'll be a great time. Scoliosis is so scary.
Right. I want to hear Scott's first, because I have a feeling you did not pick Hill House, because yours is further down the list. What'd you pick, Scott?
I picked the Puppet Theater.
Okay.
And pretty much for the reasons that Cody said, he stole my whole spiel. But basically, puppets in their natural form are creepy. You start making them out of severed limbs, you really got something there. So
there's an element of creativity to that, you know?
Yeah, they will have to screw that up if it's not good.
It's a passion project, you know?
Well, Puppet Theater is getting it's getting more love from you guys than it got from me, but I think you're changing my mind. I do think this discussion has changed my mind. All right, Will, what is your number two?
Beetlejuice. Hands down.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this one. I'm a huge Beetlejuice fan. I've heard great things about it when it was a house last year. Everyone came out of it saying it was the best house they've seen in a long time. I'm excited. We didn't actually talk about it, but for the higher Halloween Horror Nights icons captured, there is a description that every night, who is the most evil of them all, depending on who you visit.
Oh, yeah.
The icon will reign supreme. So I'm hoping that, like, my other thing that I'm really hoping about the Icon House that is similar with the Beetlejuice House is that some of these characters have some free reign to interact with the guests and actually go off script and just talk. So I'm really hoping this Beetlejuice character is in that vein of being very quirky, funny, kind of like how Beetlejuice show used to be and talking to the audience. So fingers crossed. I mean, we'll see. I have very, very high hopes with this one.
I'm glad you brought back to the Icons. We forgot to mention that when we were talking about the Icons haunted house, that it is going to be switching it up, and whoever the mightiest icon, the icon that wins that week or that day, that they will be the ones that ascend to the Icons throne in the big grand finale at the end of the haunted house. So that's very cool. I love, like we were talking earlier, when you can interchange things like that, that's fantastic. That's awesome. Yep. Scott, did you do number two? Wait, did everybody do number two?
I did, yep.
All right. So
can I do my number one then, building
yes!
off of that?
Let's
my
do
number
it.
One is the Icons captured. And
I love it, yeah.
There's a couple reasons for that, one of which we've already talked about, and that is the fact that they can change it up and that you don't know exactly who is going to end up reigning supreme. And to Will's point earlier about people who go repeatedly, maybe they can make it enough different that it's worth going through, you know, many times. Having all those great icons together, while I understand Will's fraught about having them all together in the same place, I do think that's going to be a really cool, knowing that this is, you know, the big 30 and they're going to have all of these people together, all these characters together in one place, I think is really cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. You know, it's the ultimate original, you know, even though it's like a quote unquote sequel, it's all the originals together for the past 30 years. It barely gets better than that. So that's your number one. Tell you what, let me go next and I'll let Will and Cody end for us. My number one hyped thing, and you can probably tell, The Haunting of Hill House. I am so stoked to see this. This is one of my favorite things that I have seen on television in years. I loved it. It was beautiful. Everything about it was wonderfully done. It was elegant and it was scary as hell. But it was scary not because it was like people jumping out at you scary, but when you have a little kid sitting under a bed and this big creepy the top hat man comes and he leans down and looks under the bed and he's 15 feet tall and oh man, that's amazing. And every scene of or every episode of Hill House, the thing that was so cool, there was always all these ghosts hidden in the background that they never even talked about. You never even seen them. All right. I can't wait to see that. All right, let's go to Cody.
For my number one, at my heart of hearts, I am a basic Instagram nonsense person. So mine has absolutely got to be this pumpkin realm. Why? I'm going to stop the line. I'm going to sit down in a pumpkin patch, whatever is there. I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to make people wait. It is going to be a whole trashy experience that I'm going to make everyone wade through. I'll be 15 drinks in at this. I'm going to make it everyone else's problem.
All right.
I'm so excited for it.
Awesome.
I love pumpkins. I also love pumpkins. You explained all about pumpkins. Pumpkins are my jam. I don't like pumpkin pie, but anything else pumpkin related, I'm there. The first one in the door.
All right. And Will, I'm so excited to hear what your number one is.
Hill House. It has to be. I am so excited and ready for this. I hope they give it the same treatment as they did for Stranger Things, where they have visually similar actors. I hope that, like you said, there are ghosts in the background where every time you go through, they're just sitting there. They're just like a regular ghost that's just, or a regular person just standing. Ghost face, just stone faced.
Yep.
I hope that, I'm excited to see if they go back and forth throughout time, like the series and the show. I'm excited to see if there are other nods to the Haunting anthology. If, you know, we have a little nod towards Bly Manor. I am interested to see if there's other Mike Flanagan nods as well. He's such a horror icon. If there's any nod towards Hush, if there's any nod towards Gerald's Game, if there's any nod towards Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Or even better, he's starting to create his own little horror universe because his new show, I wrote it down, Midnight Mass is about to come out on Netflix, and Midnight Mass is a book that's been shown throughout all of at least a good number of his films, like Gerald's Game. The opening scene where she realizes she's stuck is she looks up and there's a book of Midnight Mass above it. So I'm excited to see if there's other nods towards that or little Easter eggs that are implanted before the show comes out that afterwards being, you know, horror fans will be like, wait, I think that was in the house for some reason, something of that nature. I'm just so pumped and excited for this house. The show was incredible. Absolutely amazing. I rewatch it at least once every other month. It's just fantastic, phenomenal, top down. So this house, I have the highest of expectations and hopes. I don't think they're going to let us down. Stranger Things was such a huge success of itself. And I think it's going to be of that nature as well. So it's up there, number one for sure.
I'm right there with you. And they've released pictures of the facade of the house that they're building. Mm-hmm. And it's in one of the big sound stages. And it looks a freaking amazing. It is just like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, this is the one thing that I'm going to, I'll stand in line definitely to see this thing. All right, guys, that is our hype list for the haunted houses. We're going to quickly go through the maze, to the scare zones. But is there anything that you guys need to add to what we just did?
No.
All right.
Nope.
So There are five scare zones. And let's go ahead and start with all right. Whoa, let me do this. I'll start with my number five, and I'll pitch it to you guys. Number five, scare. And I'm completely opposite from what I've been hearing a lot of people say on a bunch of the different blogs. Scare and Destroy. Okay, a ruthless alien cyber regime led by the controller has taken over New York, turning humans into fuel. I love alien movies, but I'm going to tell you. Wait, I got a picture of it here, too. I love alien movies. However, that's not it.
Let me see. That was it. Yeah, wasn't it?
No,
it's Lord Forest.
Here we go. I love alien movies, but they don't scare me as much as like regular horror films. So I'm kind of, it's not my thing.
Jim, I'm just going to say same thing for me.
All right,
cool. Seek and Destroy is number five for those same reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go. There we go. All right.
I do love the idea of turning humans into like biofuel at this point. I think it's a little too on the nose for where we're at with the world right now. I'm also going to put this one pretty low. Also, that graphic is sad. That's been my main complaint with all these.
Okay, for three, now Seek and Destroy as three of us is number five. Will,
I'm gonna be a contrarian and say that's number five as well for me.
Oh yes,
I can't. Like, we already had an Alien one 3 years ago, and that was pretty bad as well. Yeah. I have a really awkward photo somewhere around where I'm just kind of with the alien queen that they had that year. I have no doubt that they're pulling the same stunts and just like, here's some alien facade, whatever. Yep. But I will say, I am so, so happy that after we had the Purge movie, the last one, and the Purge show, we are not getting another Purge scare zone one more time.
Yes.
That was my biggest fear. I'm so happy. So this ranks higher than
Orlando.
Oh, do you have one out in Hollywood?
Of course we do. That's all we ever have out here. All right. Number four. Scott, what's your number four?
All right. This is probably going to make you mad, but the Crypt TV.
It's not going to make me mad. That's my number four as well. Tell me why.
The premise just doesn't. Honestly, it was a toss up for me between this and Seek and Destroy for being last place. Neither of them sound very scary. When you're talking about a scare zone that you're trying to walk through, right? And again, this is all the descriptions that I'm reading, but those two, I'm like, they're not going to be that scary. They just don't seem like a very scary premise.
Cody.
But my number four would probably be 30 years, 30 fears. I don't want to be reminded of getting closer to 30. I'm just going to put that there. Oh, another Jack one. Well, this one's a good banner. Dang. Yeah, no, I'm going to commit to it. This is the first good banner I've seen this whole evening.
Yeah. All right, Will.
I am going to be – I might turn heads. I'm going to choose Lights, Camera, Action, Eddie's Revenge.
Wow.
Mainly because it's likely going to be on the right-hand side where the Hollywood thing is, where they've had a lot of good ones in the past, like Chucky, or 2 years ago they had the Vanity Ball.
I love that Vanity Ball.
Top-notch. Such a good – an interactive scare zone. With this one, I feel like they're going to try to do the same thing, but it's just not going to have the same effects.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I just had to rank that lower. That's my number four.
That makes sense. I do have to say, on the Crypt TV, were you guys aware of what Crypt TV was before it was announced?
Yes.
Okay, you were. Yeah? Scott, did you know what it was?
No.
We've actually had...
No, it's a TV show, or like YouTube's channel.
It's Eli Roth, and he partnered up with some folks, and he does a lot of like independent horror films, horror shorts. Did they used to be on television? They might just be streaming.
I don't think so.
But we've had some Crypt TV like horror zones out here at the Hollywood version. But basically, it's like we haven't had. You know, I take that back. They've had a lot of theming with Crypt TV. He's up on the movie screens around the back lot as you walk through, and you see some different things as you're standing in line, rather than looking at your phone and trying to figure out some game. But it looks pretty cool. But I agree. I don't think a lot of people have a lot of familiarity with Crypt TV. It's not described in such a way that makes it sound like something that everyone's all excited about. All right, that was number five. Number four. Number three, Scott, what's your number three?
Lights, Camera, Hackaton, the Eddie's Revenge.
Hackaton. You're just neglecting that. You're not even going to let it have the pun. You're like, no, I'm not, just don't like it.
I'm not. Yeah, so
I agree with you. That's my number three as well, Scott. Tear it up.
No. It has a lot of potential, but I don't know. I don't think it'll be executed well. That's my biggest concern.
Right? Get ready for the feel bad movie of the year. Eddie Schmidt, Jack the Clown's brother, is filming a horror film, and the monsters are real. I think it'd be kind of fun. It's basically a lot of people running around in the fog screaming at you. What else you want?
It's a scare zone.
It is. It's a scare zone. All right. Will, you're kind of shaking your head. I want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, I was just agreeing with him. Like, I don't think it's going to be good. But my number three is going to be 30 Years, 30 Fears. If you're already going to have a giant house, and it's going to be probably the most interesting of all of them, you don't need a scare zone with the characters themselves. I mean, it's interesting. If you don't want to wait in line, that's probably the premise. Like, you want to take pictures with them or whatever, and they want to interact with people, great. But it just seems like a waste at this point, or filler, or like something, someone fell through and they're just like, hey, here it is. So,
all right, Cody.
I just registered that the lights, camera, action was Jack's brother, which I have like a lot of love for, like a weird sibling that goes off to try to do his own thing and probably fails as the person that did that in my family. So I originally wrote this as my number one because I really do genuinely like the Hollywood scare zones, and it's appropriately themed. It's lights, camera, action. That makes sense. There's a great pun. It's in Hollywood. However, I just realized that it's going to be just like 30 Years, 30 Fears. It's going to be the same thing twice, but with more lights and possibly some cameras and maybe some action. I'm not pleased.
All right. All right. Let's go on to number two. Number two. What's crazy is there's one that hasn't been mentioned yet. So I'm not going to be the first to mention it. Let's go to, I want to see what Will has to say. What's your second one on your list, Will?
I'm biased. I'm going to say Crypt TV because I actually know all the characters, been watching it for years. The No See Me is one of my favorite horror characters, and I like, or the Birch. And what I love about them is, like, way back in the day, they were just one-off little videos, about 5 to 10 minutes, cut and dry, you know?
They were like old creepypastas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then they started growing. The whole lore in the interconnected universe start overlapping. And so if you actually, like, watched it from beginning to end, you would see how everything, like, just connected in some way, shape, or form. And so I'm interested... Not that I think it's going to be scary. Not that I'm interested to say, like, oh, I was spooked by it. I want to take a picture with these characters that I've known for years and be like, oh my God, this is the first time and only time I'll ever see this thing. And I'm here, like, 5 feet away from them. 6 feet.
Hey, COVID, well, you know. Is Crypt TV, they're the ones who had that creepy, like, a character made out of teeth? Was that?
No, that was Shudder.
Fingernails was Shudder. Okay, Shudder.
Yeah.
I think I'm open to giving Crypt TV a little bit of grace here, a little bit of like, I'm going to give them some room because I like it. I like the idea of like having another horror outlet to watch. And it's cool that you've seen them all. Mm-hmm. So that was yours, Cody. What is your number two?
My number two has got to be Gorewood Forest. They do it a lot. They've done like this a lot. But they do it well, and I will admit that they do a really good job. There's a lot that you can do with it. There's a fantasy element to it, so you know the weird-looking people are going to be there and loving that. But it also is genuinely very spooky, and as somebody that grew up in the woods is scary, and there are things that will take you out. But they've done it a lot. That's why it's not my number one, is because I've seen it before. I'm always very impressed with it. I do love a stilt walker. I don't know why it's so fascinating to me when they can just do that. I think it's very athletic. It's fun. That's my number two for sure.
And this is kind of like, it's, let me see, 16 years after the gory sacrifices of Terra Cruentus, the heartless Terra Queen is back. Evil is in her nature. A lot of people are excited to see the Terror Queen return. So we'll see. We'll see. Scott, what's your number two?
30 years, 30 fears.
30 years, so 30 fears.
I think it could be fun. I get Will's point completely. That's probably the reason that it's not my number one, but mm-hmm. The vibe could be completely different than the house. Who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll see how they do it. But again, having all those monsters in one place could be pretty cool.
My number two is Gorewood Forest. I agree. I'm looking forward to seeing the Terror Queen return. Again, it's a little bit of nostalgia. We keep on talking nostalgia tonight. So this is the 30th anniversary. All right. Our number one, our choices for the biggest scare zones. I'm going to throw mine out there first just because, whatever. Scare zone. It's my biggest choice is 30 years, 30 fears. And again, we're talking nostalgia.
I can't wait tonight.
Yeah, it's all about the nostalgia. There's not if you think about it, there's not tons of like new stuff moving us forward for Halloween Horror Nights. It's a lot of celebration of what's already been. And since we're doing that, 30 years, 30 fears. I think this is going to be the Avenue of the Stars right there in the middle as you walk in. I think that's where it's going to be.
I think it's probably, yeah.
All right. Most likely. Scott, what's your number one?
Gorewood. Yeah. For a lot of things that Cody mentioned, they do this really well. The forest is a spooky place in itself. Some of that nostalgia coming back, but also they do a really good job with it.
Yep.
Also, Cody, last year, wasn't there a forest one like Vikings or something?
Two years ago.
God, that sucked. That was the worst. As long as it's not that. Anyway, my number one was Crypt TV. I own a television. I love TV. Whenever people ask me, what's your hobby? I say watching TV. People that say traveling is their hobby, they are sociopaths. I don't trust them. I don't get near them. I love Crypt TV in general. I've also been watching it since I was like a kid, since it was like, once again, creepypasta on the internet. But the first one I ever saw was like the weird tree demon thing that eats the bully. Yep. What a time to shine as a bully. I would love to get eaten by a tree demon. You thought, now everyone that's listening thought it was going to be the other way around. No, I am not a victim. Anyway, that's my number one, Crep TV.
All right, Will, what's your number one scare zone?
I don't know if I can top that one. Gorewood Forest, for sure. They do it well, like everyone else has said. It's just fun to walk through a giant, if I imagine what they're describing, what's going to be a tall tree line full of pumpkins in these towering trees, jack-o'-lanterns lit up with creepy things coming around. Everyone's been hyping about it online, again, from 16 years ago, so it has to be apparently good. We'll see. But overall, it's also the only one that's very, very original. Yeah. That is actually interesting, because I will not give that grace to Seek and Destroy.
No.
Yeah, we'll see.
We've had enough.
Nope.
This is awesome, guys. We have ranked all the scare zones, all the haunted houses. And as far as scare zones are concerned, I just need fog and loud noises, and I'm done. And a couple pumpkins that I can see through the fog. And that's all you need. I'm really easy when it comes to scare zones. Last two things real quick before we head out. There are two live event things. I'm still missing Bill and Ted's excellent show.
R.I.P.
I love it so much. But we have live, our first one, Marathon of Mayhem, Carnage Factories, the Big Lagoon Show. And the second one is Halloween Nightmare Fuel, which is an aerial acrobatics type show in the Fear Factor Theater.
Yeah.
So of those two, I just want to, we're not going to rank them. Do you guys think those are worth seeing?
Absolutely. The aerial one. They did that. They did the Silks 2 years ago with the, Jekyll and Hyde show. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Super good.
It was so good.
We saw it every time we went. It was so good. Nice. The show though, I never saw it once.
Really?
Even 2 years ago when it was like the 80s theme and it was the music sounded awesome, and you know there were some cool elements. It looked cool from afar, but we just never found the time. We're too busy drinking.
And going Scott, did we see the Lagoon Show?
I don't think we did.
We always heard it, like it was loud.
Yeah, we have the same problem. It's getting through the houses, getting through the scare zones, getting through the beers. It all takes time.
And we're not going to not do the beers.
No.
Yeah, and they have 10 haunted. They have 10 haunted houses this year, so it's going to be kind of hard. Because if it opens up around 6, it's open to either 1 or 2 in the morning, depending on which night you go. That doesn't give you a lot of time. Yeah. Scott, you did have a piece of advice for buying like a front of the line pass.
Well, I always like to hit up the less popular houses first because everyone runs for the big popular guys, and you can get screwed doing that for sure. But also, you can buy a half price front of the line pass halfway through the night, which you can then start to use to get yourself through those crazy long lines, and you're not paying, you know, nearly as much money. So
yeah, a lot of people don't know that the price of the front of the line pass comes down later in the night. It starts at, I think, is it 10 or 11? It's one of those two.
Yeah, it's like the last like 2 hours or so, it's like half price or something like, or close to it, or at least it was before. I don't know. But
guys, thank you so much for coming on tonight. This has been great. I got to show you one picture. My mom is apparently watching. She's that one person watching right there. And I said I grew up with pumpkins. That's me in my it's my Frankenstein outfit with my pumpkin, and that's my brother Scott. He's a tiger in his pumpkin. I remember carving that pumpkin. Oh, those are good days. Those are good days. We have one. Do y'all feel there is too much time? Do y'all feel that this is from Mike? Do y'all feel there is too much for the time allotted? Yeah.
Always.
Oh yeah. There always is. Yeah. Universal is really good at a lot of things, but time management has never been one of them. It's because it's Universal. It's in their name.
Well, the hopeful thing is that with COVID restrictions, it'll be a thinner crowd, but it also could mean that they're going to space out groups of people more. So it might, it might still be the same. We don't know until it actually opens up and we see reviews or anything like that. No idea.
I've heard that there's more nights than they've ever had, or they've tied the number of nights for the most ever. But I from what I also understand, it might be because capacity is a little bit lower. So they do need to spread it out. And they have added nights before. So we'll see what happens. We'll see people showing up. And one of the things that was interesting is, like, usually Universal, they release, like, a house per week. Like, what is the big announcement? 2 weeks ago, they dropped, like, over half their houses. Yeah. So that leads some people to believe they weren't 100% sure if they were going to have all the houses, they were going to even have the event. So they are going forward. And last thing I read just today, you know how they last during the Halloween Horror Nights lights, they had like plexiglass separating performers from the crowd. They took that out.
Oh.
But this, it looks like this week they went back in. So we'll see. So hopefully it's strategic. The one thing is you can always tell when someone's going to jump out at you because you can see the plexiglass. And that
not all the time. So I will say they got good at it. Last year during the Bride of Frankenstein house, there was actually one hallway, and I think they learned from that one hallway where there was plexiglass on both sides, and there were people or characters or things that looked like, you know, little characters, whatever, and you had no idea which ones were real, which ones were the characters. So you're waiting over here trying to avoid the one on the left, and boom, it's the one on the right. You know, it's a
that's awesome.
I have a feeling they've gotten smart about that from last year.
Awesome. Well, these are our hype list. Thank you so much, Cody. Thank you so much, Will and Scott, for staying up. I know it's late there in Orlando. You guys are staying up late with us to go through these things. It's going to be a blast, and I can't wait to see what you guys post on social media. And we will be anytime. Hopefully, Will will get some stuff from you that we can post on the website and share on the YouTube channel. So I'm looking forward to it. Scott, we're going to be busy. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. We're going to be doing
this. Sir.
Be fun. All right, you can follow us here at The Scare Guy. You can follow me at James D. Fry on Instagram. Cody and Will, do you want people knowing how to find you guys online?
Yeah, I'm really easy to find. You can find me as Hot Daddy Issues on TikTok and Mick Daddy Issues on Instagram.
Are those real?
Yeah, they are. I'm very popular.
That's awesome. Will.
And you can find me at Your Dad's Ghoul Friend on Instagram and TikTok.
Best friend branding.
And Scott, do you want to remain anonymous?
Well, you can find me at the Con Guy and Scare Guy as well. So I'm part of all that. So
that's right. Scott's the one he's the engine that keeps us driving. So thank you guys so much. Happy Halloween. We will see you guys at Universal's Hollywood You don't know. Universal's Halloween Horror Nights coming up soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.